Think again on those words of Jesus. Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines and pestilences, and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. Unquote. Doesn't it seem to explain what we see around us today? Would it not seem to convey to its believers a secret knowledge of which they are in possession? And as an aside, have you considered, have we discussed why it is we are so drawn to the notion of needing to believe in our specialness, of our possessing secret knowledge that no one else has? I mean, you see it across ideology. And it's part of how they keep us atomized, by reinforcing those so-called secret knowledges within each caste, within each class. Yes, it is. You are really the chosen. Yes, you're right. Power will elevate those folks who will say that about their particular tribe. Every time. Every time. You can always get paid to do division work. Always. Continuing. Would it not seem to convey to its believers a secret knowledge of which they are in possession, but not the nones, who live in fog around them? And does not power possess the will, the motive, and the means? They have the technology. They have pockets so deep, the bottom will never be reached. We'll get free first. To cause these things. They have the technology. They have the means. So the only question is, have they the will and the motive? I'll leave that to your own pursuit of truth to discover in your own way. I've formed my conclusions. And if so, if they have the will and the motive and have in fact use their ability to stimulate these things, would that not mean a vast, vast many lost to empathy for each other? Now, why would that mean lost empathy? The words that we read from Jesus seem to suggest what He recommends is the ultimate in empathy, to not distinguish between oneself and one's neighbor. And yet, when we follow that with prediction of inevitable collapse, as we discussed last week, what does that produce if not lethargy of a sort? Because you possess that secret knowledge, and you know, if others don't, that the end draws nigh, and that you must bear your suffering with patience. Do you see the effect across the political spectrum of pacifying a great many folk? Creating a kind of a lethargy, a kind of a somnolence out there, of folk waiting for the end to come, rather than intervening to stop this abomination that we would not endure a moment if we listened to the earth, and which, when we discuss it, our ears start to hear again.